Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm one half of your presenting duo today. I'm Stu Whiffin, sitting opposite me via the means of Zoom.
Christopher William Glasson. How you doing, mate?
I'm all right. Yeah, I was a little bit hungover this morning, but I made myself a cup of coffee and a cup of tea as well, which I've
never done before. No, I've never.
I'm not suggesting that's kind of like Keith Richards style behaviour, but quite strange to I had the black coffee and then just, had a little cup of tea as well. And I feel all right now. So that's an insight that you never needed to know about.
Riveting. But, well, you've pulled the podcast early, forward half hour, haven't you, this morning? I started talking like Yoda then. Sorry, that wasn't a proper sentence.
Podcast forward, you did.
You're off to save the world today, Wolfie, aren't you?
Fucking right, brother. I'm not going to start setting fire to cars and shit, I'm just going to go and peacefully, add my little kind of £2 to the right to be able to protest.
Are you taking the girls? Right. Not our guests. Podcast followed by a protest.
I don't know. Obviously, Layla's quite sort of keen to do things like that. My eldest is at work, so she won't. So when I finish this, I'll see if she's up for it. I would imagine so. Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about our sponsors. First of all, Charles at Love Beer, who I saw yesterday, socially distanced, of course. He came to my back garden and collected the bar. He came and collected the bar, and he was telling us all about how well the business is going. And he was telling me and showed me some incredible photos of the Land Rover project, which looks fucking incredible.
Excellent.
So basically love-beer.co.uk is a incredible business that can build bars anywhere and also delivers really nice booze to your front door. And so you can also do that and save money with the discount code LBHCLP. Chris, who else?
We've got the wonderful Egg Fried, our most recent sponsor, streetwear labels, punk, hip-hop, skate-inspired. Also does handmade denim. Released skate pants as well now, which I'm surprised I haven't seen you in a pair yet, because you're trying to claw back your sort of like mid-20s. But you can also get a discount code from Egg Fried with the discount code Egg Salad. If you pop that in the special password section, I think that's what I normally call it, you'll get yourself a discount. They're wicked. The graphic design designed by Mr. Plesley or Pete is fantastic, and the denim is really great. So, yeah, that's Egg Fried, eggfried.com.
I can't believe you're digging me out about dressing younger than my years. The fucking irony. It's just fucking ridiculous. In your fucking matching tracksuit that you like wearing for special occasions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that floral suit I wear for weddings as well.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I know you. I mean, do you know what? It pains me that you look pretty cool in that.
I do look good in that,
like,
don't I?
Like, you know, it's not for you to say. That's for me to say. I was playing you a compliment. You don't just go, yeah, I know. I look amazing in it. That's fucking... No, you don't say things like
Some people don't do compliments well. I do them really well. I take them really...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I looked absolutely incredible in that. Yeah. it did pain me because at the wedding, like, no one's looking at the bride. They're all looking at your fucking garish suit. Mm. But I was just like, yeah, she's fucking wearing that well. Not that at the time I'd ever have told you that.
Nah,
I would have
nah,
just
of course
kind
so,
of,
mate.
You know, I would have just been horrible to
That's
you.
What makes a feel.
And just before we get on to the last sponsor, we should also point out that if this is your first time listening to Hardcore Listening Podcast, this is the kind of unprofessional shite you can expect for the duration of the 250 episodes that we've already released.
From the hosts anyway, not our guests.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a podcast where we have guests on, sometimes we don't. And we pick a topic and count down the top five within it, and also do things like slurp your tea really, really close to the microphone. Fucking hell, Chris! Was it 3 years or 4 years? We had an anniversary last week.
Mate, 4 years.
4 years. Yeah, we've managed to stop the crisps.
We stopped the crisps. Yeah, we stopped the crisps.
Slurping now. That's nice.
Well.
Let me tell you, you wouldn't slurp. Luke Van Boom of Bang Boom Creative, who is our third sponsor, who is just a good egg. He's just a really nice guy and has got an amazing audio and visual production company. And yeah, so if you need any kind of stuff to look really fucking cool, whether it's like artwork, audio or video, go and check out Bang Boom Creative.
He's a superb photographer. He made us look pretty great, didn't he? There you go.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you always look pretty great anyway, by your own admission. Like, fucking hell, look at you. Can we talk about me some more, please? Fucking hell. Right, have we got anyone else to thank? We haven't, have we?
Just first and foremost, us, I guess, for starting the podcast. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Shall we move on to our guests?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So, they've been on before, and they're back. And the reason they're back is because we've just released season two of the Two Girls, One Shot podcast, which is hosted by today's guests, which is Charlie and Nina. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Lovely to have you back.
Thanks for having us.
Lovely to be
it
back.
It was a really good podcast, the last one, girls. I did chortle a lot of that, so I've been looking forward to today.
Oh, you wait.
We know. We don't have any modesty either. We take compliments very well. We know we're amazing. Hold on to your hats, guys.
Yeah.
This is going to be an absolute killer of a show.
Strap in. Well, ladies, what is going to be your top five today?
We are doing a top five royal scandals.
Ooh, good timing.
Which is, yes, which we thought very good timing after the Oprah show with old Harry and Meghan.
So did you go, I'm assuming you girls both got your popcorn and sat down and watched that then, did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched that very intently. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but then I don't know what I was expecting, really.
Oh, it's the same, Nina. Like, we were like, should we just put it on for like 5 minutes? And then an hour later, we were still glued to the TV, being like, "What again? What's going to happen next?"
Fucking hell! How long did it go on for? I've not watched it. How long did it go on for?
Yeah,
it was an hour or not even 90 minutes, but it didn't feel like 90 minutes.
Nah.
Wow.
I just struggle to like because the Oprah I know was like a woman giving out fucking I don't know loads of cars to people. You can have one. You can have one. And so when I see her being, I know she's a very serious woman and she's very well respected, but I can't not see that Oprah.
Yeah.
When she's sitting down, I'm sort of expecting her to be like, you know.
Yeah, I've not watched the Oprah Winfrey Show really since I was a kid. Yeah. She was very eccentric back then. She was very loud and like bubbly, but she's a very serious woman now, isn't she?
You're not thinking Ricky Lake, are you, Charlie? I watch Ricky Lake a lot, but Oprah, I mean, she's now, is she the richest woman in America?
Yeah. Yeah, she's one of the most richest people in America for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, probably one of the most respected people in modern media. Like, you know,
absolutely.
She's absolutely pioneering as a, you know, as a woman of color, you know, in that industry,
yeah.
Massively. Yeah, and so, well, I mean, we've already gone straight into this. So it may very well be in your five. So let's not sort of touch on this too much. So do you want to start? With, are they in any order of, like, kind of, is number one, like, the most, like, biggest scandal?
Yeah.
Right. Well,
we're going to count down.
Yeah. We all five. Know what that is. Right. Okay. Number five, please, ladies.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with number five. So I'm going to take you back to 2005. In 2005, a 20-year-old Harry, Prince Harry... Sorry, just Hazza, was photographed wearing a Nazi uniform to a costume party, and the theme was colonials and natives. So I don't know. I mean, this is rich white people for you, isn't it?
I mean, that's the most rich white person fancy dress party you could ever have. Colonials and natives. I mean, I know that we've moved on a little bit, but... I'm sorry, back in 2005, I think I would have... I thought I had the taste not to do that even back then.
Well...
It's an ambitious move.
Yeah. I mean, what are your options when it comes to that? Anyway, like, it's literally like, well, that's offensive. That's offensive. That's definitely offensive. Like, you're going to offend someone at some point.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think
that was the theme, I think.
Yeah.
You're going to offend someone at some point. Okay, what's the lesson of all these evils? I'm just going to go Hitler, I think.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go for a Nazi.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
I don't want to go blackface because there's loads of blackface at that party as well. What I'll do is I'll play it safe and I'll just dress as a Nazi and goose step.
Yeah, yeah. It was the safest option, or so you would think, because Harry went as a Nazi, but... Prince Wills went as a fucking lion. A lion. He was like, I'll come to your racist party, but I'm going to be a king one day, so I'm fucking going as a lion. You ain't catching me out that easy.
Yeah. I ain't looking stupid. I'm coming as a lion.
Yeah, that'll fucking
Where's
learn
Dorothy?
Ya. Yeah. And the costume is absurd as well. It's like fucking tights. It's really badly... Like, if I was a prince, I'd be like ringing up people from film and theatre and being like, hook me up
Absolutely.
With the sickest lion costume you've got. Yeah. He looked like he made it his fucking self.
Get me the actual costume from The Wizard of Oz. I've got the money for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I spend time. I love fancy dress. I really do.
Yeah.
I can go a bit mental about it. And I don't mind like spending ages making something, or I will spend money on it. To think that like our future king was too tight to do it properly.
I know. If that's what it's about, I don't want it.
No, absolutely not. And he bottled it. He should have gone as something. He should have gone.
Yeah.
Totally racist.
Yeah.
I'm picturing him in, like, if there was like a local theatre production of Cats, like that kind of outfit.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Yeah. I mean, you'd imagine that these royals would have the best PR team on the planet. And a string of advisors literally watching every single step for the future king and, you know, the princes, you know, the media is on them 24/7. So you think there'd be someone just going, do you know what? Swerve the Nazi thing is still frowned upon.
Yeah.
And I just find, like, that level of stupidity
what's mad,
terrifying.
It didn't even hit their radar. Like, what happens if colonials and natives was just like, they were looking for all the things they could possibly do, and that was one that was like, pimps and hoes, no, can't do that. But
yeah, that was the best option.
They just looked over colonials and natives and thought, well, that's absolutely fine, obviously. Yeah. It's like historical. There's nothing you can do for that that isn't racist. Like, you know, any native you're going to dress up of is just going to be a stereotype of a country.
Exactly. I think that was the point. I think the point was, let's be racist, but let's do it in the name of, like, jokes.
Yeah.
Like, but he said that he was really sorry, but he thought the khaki complimented his colouring. So that's what...
Fuck
off. That was his apology.
Fucking hell.
That's a direct quote.
The PR team were on holiday, wouldn't they, that week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking
so
hell.
Yeah, and also with Harry, he in 2012, age 27, he was pictured in Vegas playing strip billiards, fucking billiards, with six naked women while on a break before going back to Afghanistan. Billiards, guys. You're in Vegas.
That's my issue.
This is the problem with this.
It's, posh people can't not be posh.
No.
You can't even be playing strip, like, strip gin rummy or anything like that.
Sorry, it's not the 40s, Stu.
Yeah, what is it? Tiddlywink.
Is that the last time you played it?
Yeah.
Mate, he's blowing cocaine into strippers' buttholes. He's not in there playing fucking billiards.
Oh, fucking hell.
I mean, good on him for getting naked. Like, I do remember always kind of quite liking Harry for, like,
you've got to love
it
him.
It was absolute controversy, that, but I can't say I've done, like, the list of stupid things I've done is it's endless. It's absolutely.
Last time you went to Vegas, you got told to sit in a wheelchair by the casino, and security wheeled you back to your room.
Yeah. So I can, my heart goes out to him. He's just having a really good time.
Yeah.
We all sometimes have too good a time.
Oh, we always have too much of a good time, don't we? Especially when you're fucking playing billiards. I mean, it gets out of hand pretty quickly.
What is billiards? It's like a pool game, isn't it? Or something like that.
It's not in a pool. Like, it's a kind of, a variant of snooker. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I looked at it, I thought you two might actually know. But when I looked, what came up is, you know, like the English pool with the red and yellow balls rather than the American pool. That's what came up as billiards. Right. But obviously no one has called it billiards. That's working or lower class.
Yeah. I don't want it to be called pool. If there's a story about a prince, I don't want him to be playing pool. I want him to be playing billiards.
That's a good point.
Well,
good
I will point. Now be referring to it as billiards.
Yeah, left, right and centre. Yeah, well, he said, again, he was sorry, obviously. And he said it was a case of being too much army and not enough prince.
Again, I do understand that. After you girls might not know this. Stu, have I ever told you that I got a first class degree in economics and won awards for it? Did I ever mention that to you? not soon after I got my back belt. I told Stu many a time that I went and worked. I smartly, with that first class degree, went and worked in a restaurant. Basically worked in the Outback in Basildon. So if you ever got a steak between 1999 and, you know. And the guys there who were all ex-army, who worked in the kitchen out back, they were really quite wild. And like, they would literally, they had this rule where if they spilt beer, they had to lick it up. But they took that to the nth degree because they were so crazy. Like, one of them was known to have done this, where he's poured it on a poo and licked the poo. And you just think, yeah, that's, you know.
He poured it on.
He did it intentionally to show how wild he was. So I'm thinking Harry getting naked in Las Vegas is actually like sort of like the tip of the iceberg.
If I thought you could get army men to lick stuff off you by just pouring beer, I'd be fucking down Shoebury like now. I've got to go.
Honestly, it's the trick.
Just literally emptying a can of Foster's over your head.
Does anyone know where I can get a barrel of beer?
Where do you think he gets that fucking ridiculous kind of mindset from? Like, he's the dad that brought him up, or his actual dad? What do you reckon?
Oh goodness me!
Oh, sorry. Sorry, have I fast one? Is this in your five?
No, it's not.
Oh, right.
It's not, yeah. But...
Okay.
Awkward.
I mean, obviously, I think we all know, you know, that who the old man is, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry, go on, Nina.
I don't know. Well, we didn't put it in there because, I mean, you know, it's a bit like...
Well, it's a given.
It's a given. He looks like the man. He sounds like the man. He's got the DNA of the man. I can't even remember the guy's name.
Chris Evans.
James Hewitt.
Yeah. Well.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. They look remarkably like each other.
There's no other ginger royals, right?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, we could go back over history. I'm sure there's quite a few. Yeah.
Was Henry VIII?
I was
going to
say, I think he was a ginge.
And wasn't Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah.
Was she? Yeah. The first? Queen Elizabeth I, right. She was ginger as well, wasn't she?
Good point.
And actually, I think Princess Diana's brother is ginger.
There you go. That's the real father.
Well, let's not add another one into the mix. Fucking hell.
Well, you know what royals are like. Uh-oh. They're incest. Yeah. So you just don't ever know.
You just
know.
Can't rule it out, can
you?
No. We've all watched Game of Thrones. We all know what they're doing.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. Exactly. So, well, I mentioned to Nina before we started recording that I've been watching The Crown this week. Mm. And because I've never watched it before. And obviously, it's everybody says how great it is. And big fan of Olivia Colman. And Gillian Anderson, I'm quite a fan of her as well.
What did you think of her Thatcher? That is not a porny thing. That sounded like...
It sounded like someone doing an impression of her on Spitting Image in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was a bit not very good. Like, I watched the one that was all about the Falklands and the Charles and Diana kind of stuff. Season 3, maybe?
Yeah.
I thought it was all right, like, because it's all things that were very, very much my sort of formative years, and remember all of the news stories, you know. I just couldn't really see what the fuss was. Like, are you fans of it? Do you love it?
I loved it.
I watched a bit of the first one. I'm not really that into it. I just don't. I think they're all right, like, but they're just human beings, really, at the end of the day. Like, I don't care that much. Yeah. But I do think that some of the things, like the Institute, is just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, there's lots of things that I don't agree with. Look, should we get on to number four?
Yeah. Crack on.
Charlie, I think it's on you.
So, number four, we're taking you back in time slightly to 1819.
Ooh.
And we're going to talk about...
educational.
Hey!
Yeah, it's a history lesson. Not the one that you'd get in school, because I don't know if you know what Prince Albert is.
I think we're all grown-ups here.
We're all grown up there. Yeah. Well, for those of you that don't know, a Prince Albert is a piercing that goes down a man's and out through the side of their penis.
Why? And also, girls, given the your profession, have you ever seen one? Has anyone ever come into the shop? And I guess people don't get their Johnsons out, do they?
Well,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, mate.
You're joking me, mate.
They're like, have a look at this. Get a butcher's of that.
At least fucking three a week.
Are you kidding me?
And you wouldn't mind if they were like bedazzled with a fucking bit of jewellery either, but they're just standard dicks. So,
and generally, from the consensus of what I get from the podcast, generally they'll be wearing kind of ill-fitting like women's underwear that they've just tried on in the changing room.
What, and they just walk out and go, what do you think it is?
Really? No, they press a button. And then present themselves when you go round to help them innocently.
Oh, God. What is wrong with humans? Well, men.
Yeah, I mean, you leave us out of this.
I mean, Chris, doing this podcast has not painted men in a good way. I mean, that said, on this series, there is some fucking crackers women as well.
Yeah,
I'm literally lost for words describing the shit that literally and piss that literally goes on in that shop. It's fucking crazy.
Is it more like, so obviously men are disgusting creatures, we all know. Testosterone's one hell of a drug. Who are the more like mucky pups? Who leaves the little pooey presents more? Is it men or women though? Or is it can it be a mix?
Well, I mean, I don't want to assume people's gender because quite a lot of these people are coming in dressed as a man and leaving dressed as a woman. But I do think the testosterone will have a part to play in it.
Like,
if that answers your question. But he was wearing a skirt, so I can't say that he was a man.
But I mean, it's easier for a man to come over a mirror than it is for a woman. It's like when you just get to it.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that.
So, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that it's mostly people with penises. <I'm sorry.
laughs> But we have had disgusting women as well.
Oh, mate, so, we've had our fair share of disgusting women,
I do agree with you with the human comment that what the fuck is wrong with humans?
Yeah.
I just can't.
Getting back to the number four, I have seen quite a few penis piercings in varying different like styles. Like they have a Jacob's ladder, which is like a number of piercings all the way down the shaft. They're interesting. And the one that literally goes straight through the bell end, that's probably, I'd say it was probably most common one that I've seen.
Oh, mate.
And you do, like, when they piss and come, it does come out of the hole.
Shut the front door. What is wrong with people?
They have to sit like down and hold it down in the toilet. Yeah.
I was at the Bullseye Pub in Basildon, and my mate Paul was obsessed with Keith from A Prodigy. I'm talking like mid-90s. Yeah. And he had lots of kind of piercings. And as I was having a wee, he came into the toilet. And I was like, hello, mate. He was like, oh, hello, shit, blah, 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 chatting away. And he went, I'll better move up one. I went, what? He went, oh, I had my Prince Albert done this week. And he literally pissed two jets of piss.
Yeah.
And I was just like, quite strange to be in you know, a gent's toilet, literally staring at his bell end, like having two wees at the same time. I was like, wow.
One stream of piss is hard enough to control. It's like the fucking proton packing. Get Ghostbusters, let alone two of those streams. It's not natural. You wouldn't put a hole in your arse cheek and shit out of there as well, would you? It's just...
I bet there's people that do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look into that.
Doesn't
come out of your arse cheek, so...
I'm not an expert on biology. Joe, so back to Prince Albert. What did he get? What did this fucking pup get up to?
So Prince Albert. So the reasons why it's called a Prince Albert. We found four rumours as to why.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead with rumour one.
Excellent. Love guess
and right. Hold on to your penises, guys, because the rumour one was that he had a Peyronie's disease.
What's that?
Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, well, it's a disease that some men get where they get a build-up of scar tissue under the skin of their penis and it bends it.
Oh,
so
right.
it can be an extreme bend where it like curls back around on itself like a pig's tail, or it could just be like a little wonk.
Yeah.
Why is that why mine's at 90 degrees? Mine's a hard 90 degrees like that. Is that disease that's caused that, Charlie? Or
yeah,
right angle. Like, yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, right angle. I know.
If it comes out and then bends up, then you might have Peyronie's disease.
Yeah, it's not like a saucy little like bend in it, because no one minds a saucy little bend in it, but when it like is fucking up at the ceiling.
Well, yeah, whoa. I'm talking like actual angles. I'm not talking that like the curvature of a penis.
Yeah, yeah.
That's normal. But
by the way, Charlie, Little Wonk's a great name for a mumble rapper.
Yeah, I think you should definitely Google this Peyronie's disease, because I'd heard of it before, but I didn't think it was really that big a deal. But I mean, fucking hell.
I'm going to have a look.
Yeah,
right
there's
now.
Some upset penises in that Google.
When you said about that scar tissue thing, I have seen that before.
I bet you have, mate.
Really, really horrible.
Stu's penis is like a corkscrew.
Oh my God. You could literally...
Yeah, you're on Google Images.
I just WhatsApp Chris my piece with my cock.
You could fucking... You could hang a coat off that. You could literally hang a coat off that. That's insane. I'm just staring at dicks now. I'm having a great time. Yeah.
So, yeah, the rumour was that Prince Albert put a very heavy cock ring at the end of his penis to straighten it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them primitive ways of doing things. I'll just put something on the end of that. Or maybe just walk around with it like inside a book for like a couple of weeks just to kind of flatten it out.
Yeah.
That's rumour number one. What's rumour number two then?
Rumour number two is that the piercing was used to tie down rogue erections in front of the Queen's daughters, so to stop him getting like a boner every time like some fair maiden walked past. I am intrigued as to like how little control do men have over their dick. Because
relatively quite not a lot, a great deal of control.
Does it like not stop like once you're like past the stage where like you're a kid like walking down the street and go, fucking hell, look at that pigeon erection.
I get it less over pigeons these days, so yeah, but I can't say I've never popped a bone. Like I remember, this is a little bit of insight into my life that no one needs, but I remember used to get like erections like as I don't know how young, I mean like fucking young, and I'd go up to mum and dad and whoever was in the room at the time and go, my willy's gone hard again. And I can remember my mum and dad laughing and me not really understanding what they're laughing about, and my mum would be like, go and put a cold wet flannel on it, and I'd be like, oh.
And then go back to college.
Yeah.
But I don't know, right? I guess as you get older you don't get them as often and as uncontrollable, but you know, more, you know, morning wood's a thing.
This would have been in front of his own daughters, so
yeah. Well, when you're unconscious, I mean obviously you don't have any control over your physical body, but when you're walking around your own children, come on.
That's a very good point. I didn't connect the dots there. Because I was going to just say I have a tactical wank, before, but No. Like, if you don't want to get an erection, you know, or maybe, like, you get performance anxiety, just bang one out before, you know, what was it in the Something About Mary, innit? Don't go out with a loaded gun. Just have a wank first, and then there's less chance you'll get another bone on because you've just... Yeah, this is weird. I'm trying to help him out here. I'm trying to help a guy out who had a problem 300 years ago with getting an erection over his children. I don't think I should.
The cock ring was the best way to deal
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, stick a fucking needle through it. That will stop you getting hard on.
Oh, tie it down like a boat.
Yeah.
Get a big rope. Put it through the ring. Okay, right, rumour three, and this is my favourite one because I think it is very lovely, is that Prince Albert used it to keep his foreskin back to stop it from smelling and offending the Queen.
Class guy.
Beautiful.
Finally, a guy turns around and does something decent.
I know.
What a guy.
I should be celebrating.
Beautiful soul.
Yeah. Uses it to keep his...
And what a fragrant bellend as well. Could eat your dinner off it.
I just love the thought of the Queen and just being like, like Queen Victoria, just like having a little smell of it and being like, fucking hell, mate. What the fuck? That is so fucking offensive. I don't want you ever coming to me smelling like that again. Oh, sorry, Queen, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, please don't cut my head off.
Yeah. And he's like frantically thinking, what can I do to remedy this? I know what I'll do. I'll fucking pierce it.
Stop
anything.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just wash it. Just, you know what?
Have a gentleman's wash.
Just wash it.
Just wash it. Yeah.
If only it were that simple.
Regularly wash it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, that should be a public service announcement.
He is the prince.
I mean, look at the furores everywhere now about washing your hands. You know, we're in a pandemic. Back then, just wash your belly.
Yeah.
There weren't even a pandemic. You know,
he could get someone else to do it for him as well if he's that lazy.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Oh, he's you know, he's royalty. I'm sure they do have people that wash your bell in for you.
And probably one of the most, like, able people to have a bath in England at the time. Yeah. Like, people didn't have access to, like, fucking fresh, clean running water, but you can bet your life they were allowed to have baths. So...
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Unbelievable. Is there one more? Is there any more? Any more
guesses? Yeah, there is one more rumour that is that Albert invented the ring, a dress ring, to secure his sizable manhood to his leg to make it lay flat in tight trousers. And I just think, hello, Albert.
I think Albert. Albert wrote that one.
He was
one
telling himself. Everyone, he was like, mate, I have to tie that shit down because it is fucking huge.
I don't think that makes a lot of sense, though, does it, really? Like, if it's, like, heavy and big, like he's saying it is, does it need tying down?
No, yeah. You just learn to live with it.
Yeah, of course. No, that's what we did, Stu.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Do you tie your giant penises to your legs is what we want to know.
Not before I've showed it to Chrissy's mum and dad. Find out what's wrong with it. I'll try the flannel first.
No, if it's that big, just tuck it in your sock. That's what
yeah, that's what we were saying yesterday. We were like, where was the strap to tie it? Because is it on his thigh? Is it on his ankle? What are we talking?
If it goes below the knee and then there's a bend, then you got an issue.
Yeah.
You got an issue there.
What if it was a collection of all of these things? It was just a giant right angle penis that smelt terrible.
Yeah. Maybe as a royal, he took so many knees.
Yeah.
You know, he was on
he kept stepping on
his massive Corey, literally like bent round his knee, built up the scar tissue. Oh, it's a vicious circle.
Yeah, it is. It's not a laughing matter, actually. I feel sorry
for
you.
No, it's really not. Yeah. Girls, number three.
Okay. Number three is... number three is Prince Andrew.
No.
I can't with this guy. I can't.
I mean,
fucking record.
Where do you start with that, Mel?
I mean, we're talking about probably one of the biggest scandals that was swept under the carpet by the media. I mean, I don't know how Meghan got so much hassle and Prince Andrew just literally just scaped by with this like Epstein thing.
Yeah.
And he's completely gotten away with everything.
I mean, all she did was be a mixed race and mildly famous. And they're like, oh, God, burn her at the stake. and then Prince Andrew, they're like, I'll just let him off this one.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by that. I think, you know, I mean, we've already spoke about, like, the Royal having, like, these huge PR teams. Whatever knobhead went... I'll tell you what you need to do. Go on telly because people love you anyway and they're going to really buy into you when you just tell them you didn't do anything wrong. No, when you just think, I mean, fuck me. I mean, that was horrendous. Like,
yeah,
going
from
on there,
start just... to finish, yeah, it was just, I mean, there was just plot holes in his story literally for the full hour that he was talking. And he was backtracking the whole time. But I'm going to read you my favourite quote, even though I laughed through the whole interview because it's so fucking funny. But this is my favourite one. Okay, so this is Prince Andrew. There's a slight problem with the sweating because the girl has said, the girl that's accused, that said that she slept with him when she was 17 and got trafficked to him, has said that he was profusely sweating all over her. This was in her statement and she did her like court appearance. So he's saying that there's a slight problem with the sweating comment. I have a peculiar medical condition. I didn't sweat at the time because I suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline from the Falkland War when I was shot at. And I simply... it was almost impossible for me to sweat.
What are we saying?
I mean, it's just, where do you start with that? Because every single thing you said when I was shot at in the Falklands, it's like, look, people are not going to start feeling sorry for you. I'll tell you what people would really like.
Wish you got hit.
If you just went to the authorities... Just go and speak to the authorities, mate. Get it all, you know, sorted.
Have you ever seen a sweatier man? Ever?
Yeah, I mean, he was profusely sweating whilst he was saying it.
That's just mad.
And it was very selective because he can sweat now, but just in that little...
When he's on the job.
...bit of time,
he can't
physically sweat. But I do have a quote from a well-respected doctor, and it says, it is implausible to the point of being impossible to not be able to sweat. as a human. It is just, you would die.
That is such a stupid excuse. Oh, I can't sweat because I was in, because I was shot at during the war. It's like, I tell you what, I've got a medical condition. Is because I'm so chivalrous, I would never sweat on a woman.
Yeah.
So that's how I know I didn't.
Fancy people don't sweat. Yeah, fancy rich white men don't sweat. It's a known
scary
fact. I know. There's a picture of him as well, looking sweaty with the girl.
It's just that that whole thing is fucking bleak, man. And I just think, I hope, not that I'd ever say anything positive about the Daily Mail, but I hope that they continue to relentlessly fucking hound him. Until, like, because it seems like a lot of the press are kind of moving on to the next thing. Obviously, the spin of the Meghan thing obviously then won all the headlines. And but I just hope that that kind of, not that I'm a fan of that Daily Mail spite, and but I do in this case think I hope that they do continue to pick that scab until he's brought to justice, you know, and he has to get, you know, these people, these victims of Epstein and what. You know, and the cloud that is hanging over, you know, one of our royal family should be like cleared up. It should be not swept under the carpet. It should be something.
It'd be a message to show that people can't be untouchable. But unfortunately, what this is just proving, what we already know, is you can be untouchable. You can be untouchable.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fact. And I disappeared down YouTube holes on all this stuff, on all the Dolphin Square shit, and it's a very, very dark thing. These sort of like what Epstein and these folks are involved with, and Prince Andrew, at some level, is associated with all this. Hence why they've shut it all down. It's gross, man. And you're right, Stu. Like, for all the shit that you know these red tops produce, let's hope there's one thing that comes good of it, and they, you know, he finally gets ousted, because yeah, he's just a creep. And I feel sorry for anyone who's got a sweat condition, because you know, it's got to be one of the, you know, one of those sort of things that no one really wants, alongside something like halitosis. And yeah, and then you get some creep like Prince Andrew, like being an absolute fucking horrible man who's also got it. It's like, oh, you're not doing much for our
image. That, you know, Epstein never got to have his say because, you know, he managed to kill himself.
Yeah, he killed himself, under high security.
Killed himself.
That is literally, like, spy movie shit, that is.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, as if
he didn't kill himself, did he? Come on.
Yeah, someone's
top of the tree shit going on there.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, 100.
He thought where he was going to get away with it again, because he already got convicted and charged, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like a few years before, and signed like an agreement with like the FBI or whatever to serve like a year, and all the people that are associated with him were allowed to walk free. But this was just one particular case, and then obviously all the other women came forward, and they built up another case against him. But Ghislaine Maxwell is getting her trial is in July, and Prince Andrew is having nothing to do with it. He's not even going to be a witness, a character witness for her, nothing, because they don't want him, because he's such a liability.
Well, because he'll be up there being like, I know that's a picture of me, and I know that I appear very sweaty, but I can't actually sweat, as he's literally usually sweating. Like, you can't have him anywhere near it. It's like someone who's like over explained something. You just think this would have been plausible if you just went, oh, yeah, no, that ain't me, even though it's a picture of me. No explanation, just be like flat out deny it. But don't be like, I don't even own a Ben Sherman shirt and loafers.
And also, on that day, he was actually in Pizza Express. So there's no way he could have been in two places at the same time.
Did he have a Diavolo pizza? Because if he had one of them, that might be why he's sweating. So if he had just said that, everyone would have been like, oh. Yeah, that's great. Well, they say the truth doesn't make a sound. And you know, like, you don't, if something's facts, you don't have to over explain it. It all syncs up. It normally fits together quite nicely.
Yeah.
The more you talk.
I just think as well, if you've been caught red handed with something, like, we've all done something we shouldn't have been doing. And then if you get caught out, there's a point where you have to go, yeah, that was me. Like,
yeah, and well, and then
photographic
from it.
Yeah, exactly. Well.
Yeah, if there's a photograph of me doing shit I shouldn't be doing, then I'll just go, yeah, okay, whoops.
I think, like, you know, being part of like some kind of huge, you know, high society sex trafficking ring, whoops ain't gonna cut it.
She didn't look. She well, I thought.
Yes,
she,
me. Whoops. Oh, sue me.
I thought she was 40. 14. Oh.
Oh, fucking hell. It happens to me all the time.
Oh, dear. Okay, ladies. Number two, please.
Number two. Princess Margaret, or Margot, as I call her personally. She was a bit of a girl. So. She was drinking and smoking and banging lads 17 years her junior. She's my spirit animal.
Yeah, that's good. Living her best life.
She is, yeah. So this little story, which I absolutely love, she was sleeping with a guy called John Bindon, who was like a London barrow boy type, not upper class. A bit of rough around the edges. So she's flown.
Play Paul, not Billy.
Yeah, mate, he's a Paul every day kind of guy. She's flown him out to Mustique, which is her little play island. Fucking hell.
Why have they all got fucking sex islands?
What is my
I want a sex island. I'm glad I'm not a royal. Sex island.
Mate, I'd be happy with a sex patch of grass. Like. Not even fucking fussy. So she's flown him over to Mustique for 3 weeks, which I might imagine at the time would have been like really like exotic and crazy if you're just from London, just knocking around.
Yeah.
And during these 3 weeks, he reportedly performed his party trick of lifting up beer glasses with his sizable manhood. Which is impressive. I mean, I want to know the logistics of this. What are we doing? Are we just like putting pints?
He had Peyronie's disease.
Yeah, literally just propped it up on it. Like, are we?
It just curled round.
Yeah, like just like that. Little... Yeah, are we lining them up on an erect penis, or are we like physically lifting an empty glass off the floor? I don't know what sort of tricks you
and
can
is it
do.
A shot glass, yeah. Or a pint glass.
Is it?
I like to think it's one of those big glass tankards, yeah.
Yeah, because then you got the handle in there, so you can.
Oh mate, anyone could do that.
Get it in there. Yeah, so it's cheating that way.
Yeah, I need to see pictures or a video, so I'm going to do my research after this.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, like you haven't got those videos already lined up. So apparently, this John Bindon character, he inspired Vinnie Jones's Lockstock. Character.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can get that sort of picture from him. What sort of like, he's a bit of a boy, I love. Yeah. And so, like, ill suited to a princess, which is just banging. Anyway, so it was later alleged that the pictures of the couple in a compromising position on the beach were at the centre of the infamous 1971 Baker Street robbery, during which $5 million of today's money was stolen from a Lloyds bank vault used by the rich and famous. But according to reports, it was said that it was staged by MI5 agents on a mission to recover those infamous pictures.
No.
Wow.
So it looked like a bank heist, but it was actually just to get some pictures of people having sex.
No way.
Yeah.
Not just any old people.
Not just any old people. I mean, I bet some other people had some stuff in those things, in the vault.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to go to that trouble of being like, we'll take the $5 million cash as well, some jewellery, make it look like broke in here. Yeah.
Oh, Prince Andrew's fuming that no one managed to get hold of that picture of him with the girl.
Yeah.
He's just like, why are you fucking doing that for Auntie Margaret?
Yeah.
You don't do nothing for me.
Yeah, you can't even make me appear not sweaty on camera. I hate this family.
Well, I'll tell you what I struggle with royals, and it's when Andrew and Charles and the other one that no one really, everyone forgets, Edward.
I'd forgotten about him.
So they call the Queen Mummy. And that's just fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, are you okay with Princess Anne doing it? That's less weird, isn't it?
Mummy. So I've got a story about her that come from her assistant. I've told you this. I've told you this, Chris. And like, who was her horse whisperer?
What the fuck is a horse whisperer?
A horse whisperer is like, basically they train horses, and obviously Princess Anne was all about the horses. Yeah. And yeah, he said she was one of the most awful human beings ever. Just said she was a terrible person.
Not as bad as Andrew, surely.
Well, yeah.
No. But there was nothing, like, it didn't say anything sort of salacious, like, you know, the kind of awful shit that Andrew's, you know, accused of. But yeah, like, literally, like, I got to an Airbnb in the middle of nowhere. Me and my mate sat with this guy and chatted all night about his previous life as an assistant to Princess Anne, and it was fucking mental. I'll tell you a bit more about it when we're not recording, but yeah, it was bananas. But anyway, I guess we're at the top spot.
We're at the top spot.
It's my favourite.
This is our favourite, and I don't know if you guys are going to remember this, because Nina didn't remember this.
I'd never heard about it, and I was like, how did that slip past me, because I love a story like this.
I don't know how it slipped past her. So anyway, in 1993, a transcript of a phone conversation between Prince Charles and Camilla whilst he was still married to Diana got leaked to the press.
Do you remember that? I vaguely remember this, Charlie, yeah, but I can't tell you what was discussed.
I will tell you.
Yeah, direct quotes.
So, I'm going to try and do the voice. Oh, God, I'll just live inside your trousers or something. It will be much easier. This is my Camilla. What are you going to do? Turn into a pair of knickers? Or... are you going to come back as a pair of knickers, Charles? Or, God forbid, a Tampax? Just my luck. So Charles wanted to turn into, well, no, he wanted to die and be reincarnated as a Tampax. Not any old tampon, by the way. Yeah. Tampax has got to be branded. Yeah.
Other brands are available.
Yeah. But... other brands are available. But, I mean, top of the chain is obviously Tampax. So he wanted to come back as a Tampax and live inside Camilla.
That's fucking brilliant.
For 4 hours, obviously, because I mean, you don't just use a tampon forever.
I need to grab a box of Tampax and see if they are by royal appointment.
Like Waitrose. They use these.
Is he just plugging Tampax?
Someone's giving him like a little bit of cash in his pocket.
I mean, that's a marketing campaign for Tampax.
I don't know about you, but I don't want Charles anywhere near my vagina, so I wouldn't buy Tampax. Because now I'm that thought has been planted.
Charles looking like Charles, he's got to bring something else to the table if he's going to woo women. All I'm saying is, like, he's got to have some chat on him. And I'll be honest with you, sexy talk, often I don't swerve it into the discussions of tampons. Usually that's not my, I really want to be up inside you like a tampon. It's not really been a line I've ever used. So
no. We've discussed recently, because I don't know if you know about the Army Hammer situation. Okay, so this is about conversations being taken completely out of context. And I do feel a little bit for Charles and Camilla, because that is obviously just a snippet of like a saucy conversation. It sounds weirder to us because it's just a snippet. Well, Armie Hammer told some like salty model that he wanted to cut off her toe and keep it with him like as a little trinket. Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've all said crazy shit in the heat of passion. We don't mean we're going to carry a toe around with us, really. No. And I mean, there's, I don't know how long a severed human toe lasts. So what are we doing?
It's about 48 hours.
Yeah.
I've heard. I just searched it on Google.
Yeah, and everyone's like, that Armie Hammer smells like fucking rotting corpse. Like, but is he like, I mean, he's rich, so he might just be like, fucking stick that in some acrylic, make it into a keychain. Or is he just waiting for the toe to literally just turn to dust? I don't know. Yeah. Like, the longevity of a severed toe is, well, how long's a piece of string? It was taken completely out of context.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just stupid talk that is. There's no way he actually meant that. We've, like you say, Nina, we all say dumb shit.
We've all said we want to cut off a limb.
Yeah.
And carry it around.
And I just think even if he meant it and he's some sort of like cannibal, he hasn't actually done it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's been dropped and cancelled from every job. He will never work in Hollywood
again. Has
he again
really been cancelled for this?
Yeah,
mate.
That's fucking mad.
He'll never work again. He's been absolutely strung up by the media.
Yeah. How long ago was
this? Quite recent.
Oh, do you know
what? Yeah, about 4 months ago, I think.
That's just absolutely, that's just terrifying.
I know.
Well, it's like, while Stu's been watching The Crown, I've been watching The Mandalorian, and one of the actresses in that, Gina Carano, she's a great MMA star and all that, and she's conservative. She's never been sort of like held back on just being conservative, being more right wing, right? But she posted a picture of it was during World War II, and it's all loads of people doing a Nazi salute, and one person in the crowd not doing the salute, absolutely going.
That's an iconic photo.
Yeah, fuck this shit. I'm not, like, everyone around me might be at, like, falling for this fascism, and I'm not. It's like the most courageous, it's a really courageous thing to do that, you know, because you are pretty much signing a death warrant by not doing the salute. And she posted it in relation to something about fascism. And obviously the point she's trying to make is, you know, stand up against fascism. And people took that, idiots took it the wrong way and just said, oh yeah, she's being a fascist. She's supporting Nazi culture. She's got cancelled and she's lost a job at Disney over it. That's mad that someone could get the wrong. Obviously, there's a very clear point she's making. They've got it wrong and now she's been cancelled because of it. That's wild. And, hearing Armie have that happen to him is quite crazy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like these days, cancel culture is like you only have to breathe. And they're like, don't like you breathing like that. Fucking cut her right out. But that was the thing with Armie Hammer. Like these sort of like messages with him, like sort of playing this role of like a sexy serial killer. And like, I don't think that it was as sinister as that. It was like, I don't think Armie Hammer's going to be out there murdering women. He even offered her to have a rib removed by a surgeon. So I just think, like, I mean, if he's offering medical care as well, which is like fucking rare as hen's teeth, isn't it? Like, especially if you like live in America. If he's going, look, I know a surgeon, he'll take a rib out, I'll just fucking eat that. So he's not like, he's not going, I'm going to cut you open, take that rib, eat that rib, leave you to bleed to death on my bathroom floor. He's like, listen, love, I'll check you into a spa, put one of them out. Don't need them all. You just think, like, that ain't unreasonable. I've done wilder shit for, like, less fucking care. Do you know?
Incidentally, the only other person I ever had that was a prince. Yeah.
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't think that had anything to do with cannibalism, but, well, it depends how you look at it.
Coming out of my body shape, coming out of lockdown, I reckon I'd have to have about 6 ribs removed to get anywhere near it.
I don't need no fucking spare anything, mate. Take it if I don't need it without a kidney, because I just don't need that weight.
Oh, brilliant. Right, well, girls, we should say the Two Girls One Shot podcast is out now. By the time this comes out, I think we'll probably be on episode 3 of season 2. So just tell the listeners of Hardcore Listening, if they've not listened to series 1 or any of series 2 yet, what can they expect from the podcast?
Do you want to go?
what can they expect?
It's really boring. Don't. okay, so what you can expect is some really crazy stories about working in the shop that involve a lot of shit, piss, other bodily fluids, and how we have to deal with that. We've also got a new segment, which is like a Dear Deirdre, where people write in to us with some really bizarre things like
weirdly,
belly button fetishes.
Big Spice Jew always has to contain some sort of like diversion to a belly button.
It's not going away, that, is it?
Weird how that
keeps sending my questions in.
Happening, yeah.
So, Jess,
this fascination only comes because I haven't seen me home for far too long.
Yeah, we've got some...
So, for all the belly button fans out there, we've got a little thank for you.
And there's also an insight, obviously, into your ongoing dating. I guess, is it safe to say nightmares in some cases?
Saga.
Saga, great word.
Yeah. There's a lot more about us and just our general day-to-day lives as well, which it just seems like, well, Stu thinks that it's weird that we're always, something is always going wrong, just like stepping out the front door and something like crazy happens.
That's the life you signed up for. And you just mentioned shop, didn't you there? For listeners who are not sure what sort of shop you girls work in, what sort of shop do you work in?
A sex shop.
So, as if that's not something everyone wants to be as a fly on the wall in a sex shop. You girls are made of living out of it, basically.
Yeah, well, people all want to know. That's all we ever get asked. As soon as they're like, oh, where do you work? We're like, oh, sex shop. They're like, oh, God, bet you get some right old people in there. And then you hit them with your absolutely most horrifying story. And they're like, okay, well, it's been really nice speaking to you, and I think I'll see you around.
I'll send you my therapist bill.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, look, we will tag obviously the podcast in this when it comes out. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for yours as well.
Yeah.
It's been very fun again.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listening, the podcast.